FLW Pro Mike Hawks is a great angler, has done great across the FLW trail, but he also just had the opportunity to do something pretty neat. And Mike, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it, Terry.
I want to hear the story of what you just did, where you finished, and you know where you finished in a couple of the events that we want to hear about that maybe might embarrass you a little bit.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I kind of blew one or two of them. But what I was in was called the Total Outdoorsman Challenge. It was a contest put on by Field & Stream magazine, which is, of course, the giant in the publishing industry and the biggest outdoor publication there is. They have somewhere around 3.5 million readers, or I don't know, giant. Anyway, they have, the last 3 or 4 years, they've had this contest, and it's getting bigger every year. They've learned more about how to put it on and how to go about getting contestants, and they're trying to promote all aspects of the outdoors, basically, you know, and by making people more aware of it, and like they did for me, I'm going to start fly fishing again. I'm going to start bow hunting again. You know, I used to do all that stuff a long time ago. But basically, they're looking to find out who they can name as the outdoorsman of the year, who's the best at about 6 or 7 different things. And they included fly fishing for trout, sporting clays, accuracy with a bait casting rod, an endurance course that involved paddling of the canoe and the backpack, and retrieving duck decoys and stuff like that. I also shooting a pellet rifle and a moving target, driving an ATV, and archery.
Well, you did well in a lot of them. I mean, you did, you know, the ATV stuff and the bow hunting and the trap and skeet. Well, and then we'll talk about that a little bit too, but in the pellet gun thing. And but casting, what happened there?
Well, you know, that was a gimme for me. It should have been. they had a little course up there at Bass Pro Shops in Missouri. At a Springfield, this little pond, and we had to, there were 6 targets. You've got to throw 3 times at each target, and there was a center ring worth 4 points, and then the outside of that was worth 3, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you went by total scoring. Honestly, it was just sheer stupidity and overconfidence on my part, blowing the event. I came in 2nd in that one, and another guy who did a real good job won the event. He was from Florida, and he'd worked real hard at a bunch of those things. He was really wanting to win this whole thing. And his name was Coop Ryder. He was a good guy, ex-military guy, real disciplined. And he actually beat me by a couple of points in the bait casting. I just went up there and went too fast and didn't get some 4s, you know, when I should have got 4s. In fact, there was one target that was kind of marginal. You could pitch at it or you could cast at it. And I was feeling a little bit overconfident. And I said, well, I'll just make an overhand cast at that one. And I made an overhand cast at it and missed the whole target once. Unfortunately, I spent the whole year with a spinning rod in my hand on these tournaments.
Yep.
And haven't used a bait caster that much. So next year, I'm going to practice for that one. It wasn't pretty embarrassing.
Well, I'm kind of busting your chops a little bit. But, you know, in reality, I think anything that had a target, if you hit those well, you know, you've been a big, you know, you and I kind of kid about that a little bit. And,
right.
And you know, to make it to this thing, number one, is tough because you got all these qualifying events now. And Sean Hernke did this thing last year, but now you had to go through kind of a qualifying deal and you had to be the best in your region to be able to get in it. You did that and you finished up 2nd place, but the targets gave you trouble.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I should have done better at that. I won the pellet rifle competition. It was a moving target with a pellet rifle.
Okay, well, that's good.
Shot a 22 at Rabbits when I was a kid, you know, running all the time. I can shoot open sight pretty good. It was open sight deal. But the one that really gave me the most problem was the shotgun. And, you know, I run like the biggest, possibly the best dove hunting operation in the state of Texas. We run lots of hunters, but I never take time to shoot myself, and I don't shoot a shotgun well. In fact, I didn't even own a shotgun. And I went and bought one this week after the contest was over so I can start practicing for next year. But I actually borrowed Wade Middleton's shotgun, and I practiced quite a bit for it, and I practiced a lot for the archery. They sent us a real nice Bowtech bow, a diamond black ice bow. It's a really great one. They let us keep it, too, after the contest was over. And I worked on that, and I practiced every day with the shotgun and the bow, and those were my 2 worst events. I finished 9th in the shotgun out of 16, and I finished 6th in the bow out of 16. The rest of the events, I was either 1st or 2nd.
I don't want you to feel bad, but I'd have a better opportunity to throw the bow at the target than I would to shoot an arrow at it. So, you know, I mean, you know, you did what the, you know, you had this myriad of different things you had to do, so you finished 1st in a lot of them, but it was really funny because the target stuff really kind of got you a little bit.
Yeah, they really did, and that's, it's odd. Those are the 2 that I kind of worked the hardest on. You know, the rest of them were just things I'd done. I won the fly fishing, and I used to fly fish a lot when I was a kid, you know, when I was 10, 12, 13 years old. Hadn't really picked one up in 35 years, but, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike. You never forget.
Well, tell me about, I mean, this sounds like, and you're fired up about this. I mean, this was a great contest. You're talking about next year already.
Great deal. I really enjoyed it. It was a great bunch of guys. It was, and I hate to say this, but it was a lot more fun than a bass tournament because there wasn't any pressure. Mm-hmm. We all wanted to win, but we were all friends about it. And, you know, one guy got his sight knocked off his pellet gun, and, you know, I let him use mine. Mm-hmm. So it was no big deal during the competition. We all wanted to see everybody else do good. You didn't want to see anybody fail at anything.
Did you feel guilty because you knocked his sight off the pellet gun?
Well, I didn't let him know it was me that knocked it off.
Yeah, I know all about that. You know, that inside track, you know, bass fishermen, now they do that.
You've always got to worry about somebody jumping your hole or finding out what you're using or stabbing your back and telling everybody else what you're doing. At this deal, it was totally different.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great bunch of guys. Now, Mike, you know, one thing as we go on to this now, of course, you got great sponsorship on the FLW side, and you kind of go against the grain a little bit because, I mean, it's kind of a Ranger-centric deal, but you've got Skeeter right. And some other people that you use there.
Well, you know, Skeeter has treated me real, real well. I can't say enough about Skeeter and Yamaha. They're big players in the deal. They build boats for bass fishermen, you know, and that's what they back is bass fishing. They don't go out after the walleye and too much saltwater stuff. Another company that I've been with for about a year is Sabeel. You know, they're a European-based hard bait company and making some really nice swim baits and, you know, the flat shad that got so much press earlier in the year. They got three or four really, really good baits, and they're really coming on.
Well, they got some killer product. You talk about Sabeel. I mean, they've got this liquid inside some of their product. Unbelievable. It's really cool.
Yeah, when Wade got me hooked up with them, we did a TV show about a year and a half ago on that stuff. It was really neat to get to be one of the first ones to get to have some of that stuff because nobody else had it. And I was using, you know, some of their jerk baits and some of their topwater baits were just killer, especially over at Amistad.
And folks that don't know about them, Sabeel USA, of course, they're a European company, and Peter Sabeel, I think, is the gentleman that owns it. And they've come out with a very unique product, as good a quality as any bait you'll ever see. I mean, they're as good as any of the Japanese baits for sure out there.
And, right.
And now they're coming out with this weight system that's really killer. And I've talked to guys down at Lake Lanier, you know, now in Texas. I've talked to you. This thing is really taking off.
Oh yeah, and it's going to get bigger. They've got a real good basis behind them. The guy that owns the company, Mr. Sabeel, he's like the Bill Dance of Europe. You know, he's very big over there, and everybody knows who he is, but nobody knows who he is over here, obviously.
Right.
He's got some different ideas about lure designs. A lot of his lure actions are a lot more subtle than what we're used to over here, and we have to kind of get used to. At first, when I started using the baits, I thought, oh, this is not going to work. We're not going to buy this because it doesn't do what our normal baits do. But, you know, different is better sometimes, and the fish have seen those normal baits over and over and over. And if we can get something different, you know, something more subtle, everything in fishing is going to the more subtle action, all the finesse stuff. They really catch them.
Well, you know, that's the key. I think you just said it, is that, you know, it doesn't really matter what it does as long as there's a green thing on the end of it when you reel it in.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Mike, let's talk about a little bit about 08. What's going on for you there?
Well, in 08, I'm pretty much going to do the same thing I did in 07. I'm going to hunt and fish a whole lot. You know, I'll do the FLW tour and the series. I'm looking forward to some of the PAA events that we've got lined up. Obviously, you know, we're all behind the PAA and want to see them do real well. We're doing a college tournament. You know, the college fishing is a big deal. My son fishes the college tournaments, and they're having the college championship. Fox College Sports putting it on up at Lake Louisville the end of this month. So we've got that scheduled. Crete and Jordan and Clawson will all be there doing that deal. And then we have the Texas-Oklahoma shootout.
I knew we'd get to that.
Down at Choke Canyon in October of this year. And, you know, if we're going to put it on those Okies again, we can't beat them in football, it seems like, but we can take them in fishing.
Well, Wade Middleton sent me a nice little piece about the difference between Oklahoma and Texas. And, folks, if you get a chance, go out to Wade's website. You got to hear this thing. I mean, I think he ought to put it up there anyway, don't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah, he sent it to me on email this morning. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It actually is. Well, Mike, I appreciate you being with me, and congratulations on a great finish at this event. And, you know, you make us proud. I mean, you go out there and do well, and even though I kind of give you a hard time in this interview, you did a great job, and an exceptional job, I should say, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thank you, Terry. I sure appreciate it. Anytime you want to go fishing, come on down.
Well, I'm ready, and I'm going to do it soon. I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.